This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The National Testing Agency, NTS, announced fresh dates for cancelled and postponed examinations. In a notification issued yesterday, the NTS said the UGC NET June 2024 examination will now be held between 21st of August and 4th of September. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET, was cancelled the day after being conducted on the 18th of this month as the Education Ministry received inputs that the integrity of the exam was compromised. Joint CSIR UGC NET June 2024 examination, which was postponed as a preemptive measure, will now be held from the 25th to 27th of July. The National Common Entrance Test NCET for admission to the 4-year Integrated Teacher Education Program ITEP, which was also postponed, will now be conducted on the 10th of July. The NTS said that the All India Ayush Postgraduate Entrance Test 2024 will be held as per its actual schedule on the 6th of next month. In Tamil Nadu, 4 persons were killed in a blast at a cracker factory at Sattur in Virudhunagar district. In the cracker factory, 50 labourers were engaged in cracker manufacturing. It is said that the accident occurred during the mixing of chemicals while preparing the crackers. Out of a total of 15 rooms in the factory, 3 rooms became rubbles after the blast. Efforts are on to douse the fire. It is not known if there were labourers inside the rubble. Rescue work will resume after the fire is doused completely. The Jharkhand government has taken a decision for 200 units per month free electricity for domestic consumers. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Champai Soren. Cabinet Secretary Vandana Dadel said the government will bear an additional burden of around 21 crore 70 lakh rupees per month for this. She said around 41 lakh and 40,000 consumers would benefit because of this increase in entitlement. The 52-day long annual pilgrimage to Holy Cave Shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji commenced this morning from both Pahalgam and Baltal routes in Kashmir Valley amid tight security. The Yatra will come to an end on the 19th of August on the auspicious occasion of Shravan Purnima. The Union Territory Administration has made elaborate security arrangements to ensure smooth conduct of the Yatra this year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit to be held next week. Talking to media, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the summit will take place from the 3rd to 4th of July at Astana in Kazakhstan. India presided over its first meeting as chair of the Colombo process at the permanent representative level meeting in Geneva yesterday at the International Organization for Migration, IOM, headquarters. Minister of External Affairs said the meeting was marked by a spirit of cooperation and a shared vision towards the goals of the Colombo process. Secretary, Consular, Passport, Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in the Minister of External Affairs, Muktesh Pardeshi, delivered the special address as the incoming chair in office. Many religious leaders in India have expressed strong reservations to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's assertions that there was concerning rise in hate speech and anti-conversion law in India. India has rejected the U.S. State Department's report on International Religious Freedom 2023 and termed it as deeply biased. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it has selectively picked incidents to advance a preconceived narrative. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansoor has stormed into the women's singles semi-final of the US Open badminton tournament in Texas. Bansoor defeated Scottish player Christy Gilmore 10-21, 21-15, 21-10 in the quarterfinals. In women's cricket, the one-off test match between India and South Africa is underway at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Till last reports, visitors South Africa were 29 for no loss at lunch. And that is the end of this news bulletin.